I need a little bit more space, so that's why I moved down here for this message. Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this evening. Amen. We are constantly making assumptions about people with a very limited amount of knowledge. And you might think, well, that's a horrible thing to do. But honestly, it's a really important thing that we are able to do. It's something that has helped us to survive over a long time. These assumptions are important because they help us identify people who are safe versus people who might be dangerous. Of course, we sometimes get it wrong, and that's always a problem. But we need to kind of make some assumptions without having a long, drawn-out conversation with people. Do you think I have some enough agreement with this person to start a conversation, or should I just back off and stay away? We can't have long conversations with every single person we come in contact with. We have to make snap judgments with limited information all of the time. So based on what I am wearing, you can make some assumptions. If you just passed me on the side of the road and you saw me, you would make some assumptions. What would you think? That guy belongs in church. Why is he wearing a white robe out in the public? It would be odd. You might think, maybe I shouldn't talk to that guy. He's a little weird. It's okay to talk to me in here, but not out there. But let's say that I took this off. What would I be wearing underneath? Well, you could make some assumptions about that as well. If I wear this, you know what happens? A lot of people start saying, "Oh, hello, Father." Everybody assumes I'm Catholic. Of course, Catholics do wear this, but so do a lot of different Christian denominations or pastors. What's really great is that sometimes I'm carrying one of my kids, little kids, and then they say, "Hello, Father," and I wonder what they think I'm doing, because you have to be celibate if you're a Catholic priest. But in any case, you can make some assumptions based just on this. So then, you could also make some assumptions based on other things that I wear, right? So, you got this. It's always that last button. So if I was walking around and you saw me wearing this, you could make some assumptions. Like, hey, maybe this guy knows something about Nottoway Valley. Maybe this guy likes cross country. Maybe, just maybe, they would be someone safe to talk to about my kid who also goes to Nottoway Valley, and maybe they would know when the next cross country meet is. Maybe you would even assume that I run. However, you'd want to be careful about making too many assumptions like that. And then, just kidding. I'm not going to take any more off. You would assume that I like food a lot and don't like doing sit-ups, and you would be right on both counts. But you can learn a lot about someone based on their outward appearance. And it's important, actually, that we do this all the time. At his last supper with his disciples, Jesus told them, "A new command I give to you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Jesus tells his disciples that people won't recognize them as his followers based on what they are wearing or what they look like, their outward appearance, okay? He says it's going to be based on how they act, especially how they treat each other. Jesus isn't talking right now about how his disciples treat other people outside of their close-knit group, even though we assume that that's also important. He talks about that in other places. But Jesus isn't talking here about how to treat people outside of the group. In this case, he's telling them that they need to love each other, to love one another. Meaning the disciples loving other disciples, okay? The people outside of their group are going to recognize them as Jesus' followers based on how they treat each other. That's going to tell them about something about faith in Jesus. There's a scripture reading from 1 John chapter 2 that gets to this point. "Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother," meaning another follower of Jesus in this case. He's still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light. And this makes some sense when you think about it. Sorry, I'm having all kinds of problems with this little cord. This makes sense because, on the one hand, if you were watching Jesus' disciples and they were treating each other disrespectfully, how would you assume that they were going to treat you? Because you're an outsider. Well, you're going to assume they're probably not going to be very nice to you either. Jesus knows that how his disciples show love to one another will impact their witness to the whole world. So this applies to us as a church community as well. Of course, we need to reach out to other people in the world and tell other people about God. That's also important. But here, we're going to learn about how we treat each other really matters, because that tells people about God too. Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you." So then we love because God loved us first, and we can forgive other people because God forgave us first. Before you focus on the rest of the world, focus on what it would take to love the people right next to you in the pew, in the church that you're attending, in the family that God has blessed you with. And when it gets difficult, and of course it will get difficult, go back to Jesus and ask him for help and understanding. How does he love a sinner like you and me? How does he love us? And then that'll give you the compassion, the strength, the courage to love other people like he's loved you. In the first book, or the first letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul explained that when we eat the bread and drink the wine of Holy Communion, we have to recognize the body of Christ. We need to recognize that we are not eating and drinking alone. We're part of a whole community. The world doesn't just look at us individually either. People outside the church are watching us to see how we treat one another. Do we work together? Do we pray for each other? Do we love each other the way that Jesus loved the world? If we do, and they will come to know God's love in a way that a sermon is never going to tell them. And if we don't, they're going to doubt every single time we tell them that Jesus loves them. It's really important. So tonight, as you come forward for communion, come forward knowing that you're part of a community that Jesus has created. You come forward as a sinner in need of forgiveness, and that is exactly what you will receive. You come forward broken and in need of healing, and that healing is what you will receive. You come forward with worries in need of comfort, and that is what you will receive. The body and blood of Jesus is given and shed for you so that you might be able to love and serve and sacrifice for other disciples who need Jesus just like you do. And no matter what you look like as you leave this place, remember that the world will know that you are Jesus' disciple by how you love. Amen.